DTY, mobile.
For DTY, KO4NUE. Hey, Daniel, how are you, bud?
Good, what you up to today?
Just with Tom and Miss Bernice for a little bit, and just about back at the house. I'm on a handy. I'm not sure how well I'm getting to you, but I'll be back in the house here in just a little bit. But I'll stop and check the mail. Hang on, Daniel. Go ahead, bud. I got the mail. I'm good to go. What you up to?
Helping a buddy do some electrical work. He had some questions, and he's trying to put in some electrical fixtures in his house and like a little workshop, basement type thing. And he didn't know what to do, so I went over there, helped him. We were actually at Lowe's buying all the stuff, and I'm leaving Lowe's now.
Always nice to be able to help friends out. And yeah, let me get out of the car, Daniel. I'll be in the house just a second, bud. KI4DTY, I'm clear just a second.
KI4DTY.
For DTY, KI4NUE. Sorry about that, bud. I'm in the house now. So do you need anything?
Thought I'd turn on the radio, see if anybody was on there. I was just, like I said, just left Lowe's and was just driving. I'm trying to wrap up some errands today. I'm working the weekend. We have a couple weddings up in Charlotte, so I'm trying to get my work week's always weird. I have to try to work my job in, get household stuff done, during the week, because I work on the weekends.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can do what you got to do, I guess. But I got out there this morning. It's absolutely beautiful outside today. Not too hot, no humidity. So I got out and decided I was going to move my antenna. And they're monkeying around with a slingshot and a fishing rod and a heavy weight trying to get my antenna off of my tower and get it moved up into the trees. And that was about an experience.
I can imagine. I actually was going to ask you from our talk the other night with the round table, did you learn anything about the antennas? And then second, I know you went over to Tom's today, I think. Were you able to pick up anything over there?
10-0-TR.
Go ahead, bud.
Jan, that was delicious.
Yes, both items. Wow, and it's got a little spark to it there. Oh, really appreciate that, Jan. We already had to take two little slices of white meat off of there to check it out.
Wait, and I hope it goes really good with that apple pie. But thank you, Miss Bernice. That means a lot, compliment from you. So, Daniel, back to Daniel. So, yes, I think I'm on the trail. I haven't figured it all out yet, but I think I have got a really good start.
Montana, are you pulling up? Is it just like a line?
It's a G5RB, but it's the mystery antenna, and it's facing east and west, and the other one I want to put up, I want to build myself. I want to face it north and south so I can switch between antennas. But I did learn something pretty valuable this morning. So I had my mystery antenna up on a 50-foot tower I built down at the shop. And I had a carabiner attached to the dipole clamp that holds the dipole. And the ladder line was almost touching the carabiner clip. It wasn't touching, but it was about a half inch from it. And when I removed the antenna and took away that carabiner, I cannot tell you how much easier listening this antenna is. I mean, it's just, I can't believe the difference. So, lesson learned. I can't have any kind of metal whatsoever around the ladder line.
I get not having extra metal, but if it wasn't touching the carabiner, I didn't think that would affect it. So that's kind of, that's nice to know.
Yeah, it wasn't touching. I mean, that's the only thing I could come up with, other than maybe, you know, I moved from east to west to north to south. I don't think that would have made any difference, not possibly. But whatever was causing the issue, it's got to do with that tower. Now, the ladder line was about 2 feet away from the tower, and it's made out of metal. But the carabiner itself was pretty close to the ladder line, and it had to be one of the two. I don't know which one, but at any rate, I've got it figured out, and there's still some noise, but nothing like it was. I mean, it was just, I've tried everything, Daniel. Earphones, trying to clean the signal up. I was just so frustrated. But now that I've got things, I figured things out, it had to be something coming off of that tower or the carabiner, one of the two.
I'm still learning the antenna stuff and obviously what's called what, but what frequencies are you hitting with that?
Antenna, it's multi-band, and basically if my tuner will tune it, doesn't give me a high SWR, I'll talk on it. So I've been anywhere from 10 meters, I'm not sure I've hit 80 yet with it, but I haven't had any luck on 60, but I've changed my direction, so I'm gonna try 60 meters. I applied for my Mars affiliation about a month ago with Netcom up in Fort Huachuca, and I haven't heard anything from them, but I know I don't see any reason why they would reject me or anything, so I'm just gonna go ahead and get my station set up for that. But it's basically multi-band, and if my tuner will tune it, I'll talk on it.
You kind of broke up a little bit there with you were signing up with another company or something. What would that gain you by getting that authorization?
MARS stands for Military Auxiliary Radio System, I think. And it deals with, it kind of crosses over with some of the military frequencies. And I am interested in, you know, talking with some soldiers overseas that's on duty or passing traffic or possibly a morale call or something like that, you know, because I know what it's like to be stuck out in the middle of nowhere and the only thing you got is a radio. It really doesn't gain anything. It's just a way to try to contribute and help, that kind of thing.
K4OIM.
What?
All noise you was hearing was probably because that ladder line was too close to the tower. I mean, I would feed everything with ladder line if I wasn't in this metal shack. But that ladder line, if you get it close to any metal, you talking about that carabiner being a half inch away, it might not have been only that. 2 feet away from that tower was pretty dangerous, Chad. All your signal is going into that tower. A ladder line is great. Great, great, great. It's the best feed line you can have. But you just can't get it close to metal, Chad.
I'm back.
I know you've been listening to me up on the single sideband wall, trying to trying to handle traffic. And I just got so frustrated because I just physically can't hear it. And I'm thinking, you know, oh man, it's my radio, it's my antenna, something's not right. And then I just finally got fed up with it and decided let me just hang it up in the trees and test that theory out. And oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable. You know, I can actually hear people now.
Take it over.
Evening. I'm still learning. All I have is a single dipole that Comet X30. So you're obviously doing far more than I am.
I think if I got this right, Daniel, like I said, I've got a step closer with the antennas, and Larry and Walt really helped me out the other night. Instead of trying to figure things out as a whole, what I did was I heard Gary KI4DOS talking the other day, and he was talking about tuning his antennas to the middle of the frequency band. And then it kind of clicked with what Larry and Walt were saying the other night, is I need to pick a frequency and build my antenna around that frequency. Not necessarily to a specific frequency, but build it close enough to where I can move to the left and right of that frequency a little bit and still have my tuner to handle it. And that shortens the amount of information that I need to learn. So once I know the frequency that I want to talk on, then it just takes a little bit of math to figure out the length that I need my antenna to be on. The length of the antenna makes it resonant. I don't understand the whole resonance principle, but for now it just has to be resonant, and that I'm okay with living with that for now. So I got my length, and I know segments of that length are going to be resonant. So now that I've got the frequency and I've got my length, now I got to work on how to make it fit within 50 ohms of impedance. I haven't got there yet, but those two first pieces are a big piece, and I'll get back with Walt and Larry on Tuesday and figure out, okay, I got this piece and this piece. Now let me focus on the impedance portion of it and what I need to do for that. And then I'm hoping it's going to fall into place, but I'm a lot further than I was.
And off of your antenna length, so how long is that antenna you're talking about, the run?
The antenna I've got up now, I purchased from the wireman. The antenna that I'm going to build, I have no idea. I've got to get the principles down first before I'm going to make a decision on where I want to go with it or what frequency I want to try to talk on. But once I'm able to work through three or four scenarios, then at that time I'll make a choice on, okay, well this is pretty much what frequency I want to deal with. And then I'll build off of that. But right now I just got to get some virtual frequencies just to go through the math and figure things out before I jump to what I actually want to do. Does that make sense?
And I want to say thank you to you, because I have honestly learned more from you just asking the questions, but also just talking about it, like while we are right now, about what you've learned and what you've kind of come up with and some of the mistakes you've made. I mean, because I honestly did not even have a clue where to start, and so you've actually helped me a lot. Now, I'm not in it as deep as you are, but you've definitely helped me be able to
learn the stuff
that I didn't even know to ask.
We got people out there that's willing to help, like Larry and Walt. You know, it takes a lot for them to step up and put themselves out there too, because it would be easy for them to try to help over the radio and somebody say, oh, no, no, that's not right. You don't need to be teaching them boys that. That's not the way you do it and things like that. So, you know, they in a way, you know, I mean, they're putting themselves out there too. And I respect that, because that's hard to do, especially in this community. But, I just tell you, I don't care if it's the stupidest question in the world. If I don't know the answer to it, I'm going to ask, because how else are you going to get it? I mean, if you go to Google, you get 5 different answers. And if you go to the ARL books, it's so complicated, I can't understand it. So I'm going to go straight to the horse's mouth. And I know they're not going to steer me wrong. So, hey, there's no other way to do it other than getting on a bicycle, riding through the community, and trying to find somebody with a tower. And that just ain't feasible.
I've got an app on my phone now. It's called Ham Tools. And it's got different pages on there. And the first one up there is Antenna Calculator. And you punch in what frequency you want to talk on, and it'll tell you how long to cut that antenna. But you always cut your antenna about a foot longer than what your calculation is. And if your standing wave is up high, you go out there and you start off taking about a half inch off of each end. And watch the SWR come down. And then you'll go to about a cutting up, believe me, a quarter of an inch. I don't never cut the antenna. I just pull it back through the insulator a half inch or so and then twist it. And you go down to a quarter inch and you get it down there to 1:1. Then you solder the twisted ends. And there's a lot of information out there, Chad. I don't know everything, but I love building my own antennas. And thank God Larry, KK4, and MFQ comes in here and helps on the Tuesday night. But it is fun building antennas and just trying to get them up and working. And I've never tried it. Yeah, I have. I've tried it with a slingshot and a fishing rod, and I've used only a fishing rod. And I've got one of those air antenna launchers. If you ever need to borrow it, you're welcome to it, Chad. And I've got the porcelain egg insulators, and I ain't gonna charge you that stuff. And you welcome to it, Chad. KO4NUE, K4OIM, and I don't know Daniel's call.
Kathy White.
I doubled over you.
Oh, KI4DTY. And Walton, you know, I don't know you either, but definitely have learned a lot just listening to you guys, so thank you very much.
Jump in any time and ask a question, because I want to say all hams are interested in helping somebody, you know, learn something, but some of us are not that way, sad to say, but check in there Tuesday night for the round table session. You'll learn something.
Yet. I'll let you know. Now that we're not on the net at night, you know you're gonna get it, right?
Captain Byron, Chad.
I think I'm going to sneak over in one night, and I think I'm going to switch all his spark plug wires back around and paint me a big old gold star on the side of that truck. You've been wanting some paint on it anyway, haven't you?
The whole truck gold, Chad. I guess I'm going to have to put this camera up outside.
I ain't going to help, bud.
I've had a lot of people. Boy, you roasted Chad that night, didn't you? I was talking to Dave W4 DJW. He said, "Yeah, I heard about it, but let's let it drop it that long."
Well, it's all good, man. It didn't bother me a bit. But you got me. You got me good. But anyway, listen, I'm going to step on off here. My telephone is blowing up. I don't understand why I'm asleep. People won't call me today, but that's okay. Let me get on and answer them. Daniel, it's a pleasure talking to you. Walt, you too, bud. And if you need anything, either one of you, please let me know. I'll always be glad to help you. KL4NUE, I'm clear.
I hope to see you at the Shelby tomorrow, Chad. KI4 DTY. Go ahead, Daniel.
Good talking to you, Chad. When are you hosting net control again?
Saturday night will be my next night. But there might be a little surprise Saturday night, so you just have to log in and see.
Like I said, I'll be at a wedding tomorrow in Charlotte. I'm not sure how far my train's going to reach to Caesar's Head from there.
State Park.
But I know you got to go get to your phone, so go ahead and take care of business. KI4DTY monitoring.
KY4OIM. Daniel, you were to make it into the repeater up there. We have several people that check in on the net from up around Charlotte.
You know what that frequency is?
Frequency here. I have several people check into this net from up around Charlotte.
Definitely try to be on. I know y'all start at 9. I don't know what time my wedding's going to end, but yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be fun to hear everybody while I'm driving back home.
I checked in the other night down around Johnson. That's down at Myrtle Beach. But I looked his call sign up on QRZ and looked at his web page. Yeah, I thought he was running about 1,000 watts or something on 2 meters, but he was barefooted with 25 watts. And man, it's like he was sitting here in a shack. I'm up here at Lake Bowen I got an M and an address, but I'm up here on Lake Bowen, if you know where that's at.
My brother's up in Lyman, up kind of that way.
About 8 miles north of Lyman, up here on Lake Bowen. But I looked up on QRZ how far I was from the repeater up at Mount Mitchell, and it said I was 41 miles. But then in a straight line, I'm only 18 miles from here up to the repeater. And when I first moved up here, and before my daughter bought this house, I brought my HT up here and walked around in the yard to see if I could hit the repeater, and I could. And Dave was scared that I wouldn't be able to call the net from up here. but I don't have any problems hitting the net. KI4DTY K4OIM.
It was really good. The only time that, like, it was a little fuzzy was during that storm the other night.
Within 4 months from the time we moved up here, we lost power 5 times. And one night, I called the net on Tuesday night, and I went to RagTube and was talking to KI4DOS, Gary, and all at once, the power, bam, and the power went out. And one time, lightning struck a tree up there, and it fell across the power lines. The other 4 times, it was squirrels walking the power lines and shorted the transformer out. So I went and bought me some solar panels, and I'm running totally off solar power now. KI4DTY K4OIM.
So solar panels, how many watts is that panel?
And I've got one deep cycle battery sitting here, and then another just standard battery for backup in case that deep cycle drains down, but it's never done it. And I've got the solar power up for, well, the deep cycle battery was in my truck when I bought it, so it was free. But as far as the solar panel, the inverter, and solar charger and all, I've got less than $225 in it.
I was going to ask you if it was like your car or truck battery, but you answered that question. So hopefully you didn't need it in your truck anymore.
Well, Highway 14 and bought a regular 12-volt battery up there for $40, and so far I ain't had any trouble. All I got hooked to it right now is this 2-meter transceiver, and it's going into a MFJ Anderson power pole block, and it's got a voltage meter in it, let me know what's what, and then I got the solar charger here that's telling me how many volts I've got. And so far, I haven't had any trouble out of it. And I can occasionally reach over there and just plug the radio straight into the AC regular grid power grid up here, but I haven't. Since I switched the over to the solar, I haven't had any problems. But my HF rig, I don't have it plugged in right now. I haven't tried both of them, the HF and the 2-meter on it, but I'll try it. I don't talk on HF that much now. I usually check into the South Carolina single sideband net, let the repeater drop. And in the morning, I check into the South Carolina net, and I usually go up looking for parts on the air and all. And if I hear somebody far away, I'll go back and shoot the breeze with them. Going to Shelby tomorrow, I'm looking for an old Heathkit HW60 CW transmitter. And then I'll be on HF, only on CW on it, but I've got a MT 950 Yaesu base station set here that I don't know. I just, the only time I get on it is checking in those 2 or 3 nets. And I have worked some CW on it, but I want an old novice station.
Questions for you. What kind of antenna are you using for your 2 meter in? Yeah, I guess you do a lot of CW?
I got my license back in 1978, and back then you had to know 5 words a minute, and I swore I'd never, ever use CW once I got my ticket. But I held that novice ticket from 1978 up till 3 years ago. I finally went and took the test and upgraded to a technician. And then a month later, I went back, took the test, and got my general. But the antenna I'm using on 2 meters, I got it off of Amazon. It's called a Fire Stick. It's a 5/8 wavelength ground plane, and I've got it up about 22 feet. And it seems to work great for me. And the thing wasn't but $32.
The Comet I bought, Comet, I think I paid $80 for that stupid thing.
When I first got my technician license, Angel, I didn't have a 2 meter antenna. And my daughter had bought a fan that it had a cell phone antenna on it. And she took it off and threw it in the trash. And I got that thing out of the trash. And I cut me a piece of solid copper wire, 18 inches long, and stuck that thing down in there in that mag mount and set it outside my window on top of the heat pump. And that thing worked just as good as this antenna I'm talking on now, Daniel. You'd be surprised. You don't have to spend all kind of money to get into ham radio.
I had said the other day, me and Chad were talking, I just had no clue what to even really look for, and I'm not afraid to make anything, so that doesn't bother me. What I was afraid of doing was making something that didn't work.
Surprised at what you can do with some of the 75 ohm cable TV antenna. Man, you can take that thing and cut it to the length that you want your radio to talk on, and cut each length of it for resonance and solder that ground shield to the center conductor, and boy, that makes a great antenna. And I had a guy come out, I had Spectrum TV, and he came out and the wire going off the pole to the house was bad. He was rolling it up. I said, what are you going to do with that? He said, I'm going to take it back to the office and throw it in the dumpster. I said, can I have it? And man, he said, you want it? I said, yeah, I want it. And he gave me, I bet you I got 600 feet of it out here. It might be 100 foot in one coil and 150 or 200 feet in the other one. And I've got a four-band, Hustler four-band dipole out here I've just put up in the backyard. And that antenna cable TV wire makes great ground planes. And it makes great dipole antennas, too. KI4, DTYK4, OIM.
Okay, comment.
K4OIM, KX4YM. Walt, we're just driving back from the Shelby Ham Fest, and it is a veritable plethora of heat kit boxes and components up there. So if you go tomorrow, you shouldn't have any problems finding what you're looking for.
Hey, I built a couple of heat kit transceivers and a couple of the receivers. but I'm just looking for something to fool around with. I hope I don't have to spend too much money getting them back on the air. They'll tell you, yeah, they're working, but you never know till you get them home.
Your shopping list is going to be fulfilled. Get up there early because the boneyard is 2.5 rows long, and it takes a while to go through it. Kicks 4YM.
Up there since 1978, and only one I missed was last year when they didn't have it on account of the virus. And I failed 3 years ago tomorrow. I had a stroke, fell, broke my neck, and I've been having to walk on a cane. And I went back to the doctor a month ago, and he said, we're going to get you off that cane. I said, okay. They put me on a walker. But it's got a seat on it. It's got a little basket underneath it to put stuff. And the doctor looked at me when he rolled it in there. He said, I know what you're thinking. I said, what? He said, you thinking you get a bag of ice and put a six-pack in there and just stroll down the avenue? And I told him, I said, no, I was wondering if I could put a battery in that little box and mount me an antenna up here on the handle and put me a little two-meter rig down there in the seat. And he said, you're crazy.
That's fine. I don't think they had any buggies for rent, but they got all kinds of golf carts that they were running people around in. So you should be okay if you just hit it with a little bit of that country charm of yours, sir.
In the golf carts, they are $70 a day to rent the golf cart. But my daughter, she's going to drive me up there. 4 years ago, we went up there, and she had my grandson. He wasn't but a year old. I mean, he was a baby. And she had him in, took the stroller and put him in it. And I wandered around there, and I bought a new YZFT 101 Double E. That thing weighs close to 100 pounds. And she took the baby out of the stroller and put the radio in there, and I was going through the gate, go back out to the car, and all these people looking at me, my daughter's carrying the baby, and I'm pushing the stroller with the radio in it, and that guy at the gate said, yep, that's a real ham.
Okay, well, let me back on out of the way here and continue my driving. Just wanted to let you know that if you're looking for an HW60 up there, you're probably going to find one. KX4YM will be clear on to your final. Back to your conversation.
KX4YM, thank you for the info. Sure going to be there tomorrow. I hope I come back for something. But I don't want to come back home broke. So KI4DTY, back to you, Daniel.
Go grab that baby stroller and take that thing with you so you can load it up.
Fancy walker they gave me. It's kind of heavy duty, and I've had that thing about a month now, and it ain't worth a darn to me because when I had that stroke and broke my neck, I bought a 30-foot pull-behind camper because I can't put all this radio equipment in my bedroom up there in the house, and that walker they gave me is sitting. When I got home, I took it out and set it on the front porch, and it's been sitting there. But I think tomorrow I'll put it to good use.
That'd be a fun day. I hope you have a blast, and you get what you're looking for.
An old CW transmitter, and I would like to get a 2-meter beam. I know you can get a 2-meter beam online for new for about $100. I'd like to run up on a 2-meter beam up there because I'm getting interested in working the 2 meter sideband. And I know Steve, KN4 at VWA, he's been asking questions about 2 meter sideband. And I believe Chad, KO4 NUE, he had asked some questions about it. And then about working 2 meter CW. I'd like to get me a beam to do that. I've got a rotor and a feed line and everything to do that, because 2 meter beam is real light. And but I've got that big CDE rotor out there and this tower laying on the ground that I hadn't got up. I got a Kustcraft A3 tri-bander for 2015 and 10 meters. I got up. I got a 20 meter double bazooka antenna out there. I ain't got up. I got a 6 meter dipole. I ain't got up. But I got get my stuff together and get out there and do something, Daniel.
KID4DTY. Sorry about that. What's a 2 meter beam look like?
Seen the element. They real lightweight, a regular TV antenna rotor, a turn one, with no problem. And I've got the pole here to put it up. I'm saving that tower. If I ever get the tower up, I'm saving it to put that tri-band Kustcraft on. But I listed them on the swap net the other night on here. I would sell the rotator and the beam for $500. And the beam itself sells for $759 now on eBay or QTH. And the rotator at CDE 44 rotator, it's brand new rebuilt. I mean, it's clean as a pin. Ain't never been put up. And I'm not going to sell one without selling the other. And I offered both of them for $500. But if I don't sell them before tomorrow, I'm not going to sell them, Daniel.
Well, I have an old house antenna on top of my house. Is that good for anything?
Nope, sorry not. Does it have a rotator? You got the rotator, it goes to it in the control box.
I just have the house antenna. I mean, I use it now to try to get local stations, but that's about it.
Now, Charter. Well, Spectrum now. And I just got tired of them. They kept going up, going up, going up. And I went up here to Inman to a local pawn shop, and they had an amplified HDTV antenna for $24. I said, I'll try that thing. And it's, the rotator is built in, you get the control box and all. And man, I'm picking up all kind of stations on that thing up there in my bedroom. And I just called Spectrum and told them to take it and shove it. And I went to Windstream to get my internet. And that cost me $25 a month. And I think I was paying Spectrum $177 a month by the time they kept going up. Just for TV and the internet. The only thing I miss, I can't get the sports channel, but the only thing I watched on there was NASCAR. If I want to watch NASCAR, I'll go with my brothers and watch it.
Use his cable. No, I've never had cable. I've always had a house antenna. Ever since I've been married, me and my wife, we've never had cable at all. We've always just had some sort of house antenna, which I'm happy with. I think we get like 40 channels, 30 channels, something like that. So, but no, just our internet keeps going up too. We just switched over to AT&T, which is a little bit better, but I still spend $70 a month.
Happy with that. Is it either $22 or $24 for that HD antenna at the pawn shop, and they had boxes and boxes of. I thought about getting one and bring it down here in my shack. But, what's a ham shack for? It's not for sitting here watching TV. If I want to watch the news, I can go up there to Yahoo and click on the news channel and watch the news as it happens down here. So I'm happy with what I got, Daniel. KI4DTY, K4OIM.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I'm actually pulling up to my next destination, but it's been a pleasure talking and listening to your expertise and picking your brain a little bit.
Like I was telling Chad, go on the internet or your cell phone and look up ham tools, and it'll bring up this Wells page and tell you, you just put in what frequency you want to cut your antenna and what band you want to talk on. I mean, and it'll tell you how long to cut it. And then it's got a bunch of other stuff on there about resonance and ohms and all of that. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Daniel. So, KI4DTY K4OIM. I'll say 73s and I'll be clear on your final, Daniel.
I'm definitely, I need to get into the antenna world a little bit more, so I'll definitely be reaching out and trying to pick you all's brain and learn more about it as I get more and more into it. But thank you very much, and thanks for talking today, 73, and I hope you have a great one.
4DTQ, KM4DTQ, this is KJ4UIO. M4DTQ, this is KJ4UYO. K4UYO clear.